Thank you and congratulations. So, I believe we're off to parks now, right? Number 32, Land and Water Conservation Fund Award.
There we go. All right. Good morning. Randy Kittle, Grants Coordinator for Division of Parks. This morning I'd like to talk to you about the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the city application cycle that we just finished up. These funds come to the state from the... Okay. All right. If I can touch the right button. That one. Okay, these funds come to us from National Park Service, from royalties, from oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico. These funds are to be used for public outdoor recreation projects. Eligible applicants for this program include cities, counties, townships, states, and Native American tribes. These grants pay up to 50% of the approved project costs in the form of a reimbursement. This year, we had a minimum grant of $10,000. We're at a unique funding situation now. We are getting more funds in the program, so we were able to take the upper limit off. So that opened up the opportunity for cities to bring in some bigger projects than they have in the past. So we saw kind of an increased variety of projects this year. Projects are based on a priorities identified in the statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan that is available on the department website. Projects are scored on a open project selection process, so each project goes through the same review process. This year our application cycle opened in September. We closed the cycle on November 8th. And in November, I went out and made site visits with all of the applicants. This program has seen kind of an up and down in funding over the years. Congress has to allocate funds for the program annually. Back in the 90s, the program was basically zeroed out. Since then, it's gradually been increasing. When I started back in 07, we had about $200,000 to $300,000 a year for an annual apportionment. This year we're up to just over $1.5 million. So we split these monies between state park projects and city projects. So the list that you can see in front of you, it's in your book there. This is the list of applicants we received this year. Good group of projects. This list has been shared with the governor. She has approved it and is in the process of drafting letters to each of these recipients. Hopefully those letters will be going out here in the next week or so. We've got some good projects here. Aberdeen, they're going to construct some pickleball courts. City of Custer, they're redoing some of the playground equipment and infrastructure there in Harbach Park, which is along the Mickelson Trail. The City of Plankton is going to be replacing their bathhouse at their swimming pool. The City of Mitchell was going to be expanding their skate park there at Dry Run Creek. City of Westington Springs is going to be making improvements to their bathhouse and their pool. City of Britton will be adding a baseball field and renovating one of their existing fields. Ipswich is going to be constructing an outdoor basketball court. City of Minnow is going to be replacing the liner in their swimming pool. And the City of Emory is going to be replacing the liner in their swimming pool. So there's a good group of projects there. The others below that line, they had some good applications, but funding did not permit going down that far. We are getting ready to hopefully announce a new grant cycle in the near future. I've started talking to the planning and development districts across the state, getting the word out to the communities that we're going to be having a cycle soon, trying to get them to think about projects that they can apply for to improve outdoor recreation opportunities in their communities. So with that, have you got any questions?
Yeah,
questions? Secretary Hepler.
Just a comment. Randy does an outstanding job with this program, and you know, we talk about the importance of Main Street and some of these small communities and the quality of life. This particular funding source, which we really appreciate Congress and the President's support on, touches one of those. You can see some of the projects that Randy went through. Those are important. We live in these small towns. I know what my swimming pool meant to me when I was raised in Spearfish, and this reflects that. So it's kind of a neat thing, because people don't associate game fishing parks with these type of projects, but we touch a lot of people's life this way. It's an incredibly funding source, and you know, Randy, I know you have a lot of respect for communities and the way you run this process, and you know, thank you for that.
Thank you. It is a good program, and you know, this list of projects, we touch east to west across the state, class one to class three cities. So it funds a lot of projects that cities wouldn't be able to do on their own.
Yeah, it's terrific. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you.